I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's getting smoky on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road Stunners, whose new barbecue costs more than a semi-D in Rathcormac. Lorna underscore C Swimmer had a Barbie the other night. Tuke LaBelle Cork was there, or at least everyone who was in our class in Regina Monday, which is all that matters, really. Lorna's Ken was showing off his new charcoal barbecue. He told us it was a recommendation from Elon Musk at Davos, which probably isn't true because her Ken struggles with colossal inadequacy. But you could see it was expensive in fairness. Fifi underscore incredible shoulders hosted us all for a Barbie last night, and didn't she pay to have Arcade Fire come out and sing us a few songs afterwards? Fifi isn't short of the spons after she sold her scone recipe to some gobshite of a lifestyle guru in California. Anyway, it's my turn to host the Stunners this weekend, and I can't sleep a wink because our Barbie costs 30 quid and my Ken is afraid to take the lid off in case it falls apart. This is just the kind of thing that would get me kicked out of the WhatsApp group now, and I wouldn't put it past Fifi to spread a rumour that I only went to Christ the King. So, would it be safe to dig a fire pit and spit roast a piglet over a petrol flame? Jenny, Douglas Road.
My niece is doing a PhD in outdoor dining. It's called How to Give Your Friends Food Poisoning. I said, what would you give guests if you wanted to impress them? She said, an actual meal made on the cooker rather than three nuked sausages and a tub of coleslaw. Hashtag sure help yourselves.
Come here. What's the story of being threatened by a gormy on Russian TV? Dual Dal woke me up at 3 a.m. this morning. There was a time when that might have meant to spot a who's your father. No, it's more likely to be something mad she's on Facebook. This time, sure enough, a video of some lad on Russian TV showing how a sly underwater nuke could be exploded off the west coast of Ireland. I thought, no problem. It'll just take out Galway and Donegal. Who'd miss him? But then the tidal wave kept going till it took out Cork as well. I was like, hang on a second, old Boris or Igor or whatever your name is. There's no need to take out the third friendliest city in the world, as voted by Condé Nast readers back in 2018, like. So I rang the budgie before breakfast and told him Ireland was going to be destroyed by a huge wave. He said, thank God for that, boy. It'll spare us any more humiliation from the Cork hurlers. Completely missing the point, like he was. So, should I be moving to Australia? Don't you do any, Blackpool?
My friend is an expert on oceans. I said, is there any chance that Cork could end up underwater? She said, it's a certainty. I said, when? She said, the next time there's a drop of rain at high tide.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Balladesmond. I was inside in Kanturk last night for a date with a lad from near Bantir. I went all out because Berna hacked into his bank account and there's no shortage of cash there, in fairness. Well, you can imagine my surprise when I walked into the restaurant and who was propped up in the chair next to your mano, but his fecking mother, a small furk face of a woman with an angry look in her eyes. Didn't I rear up at him saying, how dare you drag me all the way into Kanturk with the price of diesel gone mad? She just wanted to see what I was getting into, says he. Well, I'll tell you one thing you won't be getting into tonight, and that's my new lacy thong, you gobshite, bringing Mammy along on your date. Well, didn't the manager come over and ask me to leave with all the commotion, and I was hardly back in the car when I had separate messages from three ex-boyfriends saying, I hear you got a new lacy thong, girlie. Jesus, you can't move in North Cork, and that's the truth. Is there anything to be said for taking out an ad in the Examiner saying Rosaline from Balladesmond is getting rid of her lacy thong? Rosaline Balladesmond!
I wouldn't do that. You'll be plagued by send me your thongs letters from guys in Kinsale. Trust me on that.
Guten Tag. This Kerry woman at work has asked me on a date to go watch Cork play Kerry's this weekend in the Parky Rin. I told my Cork friend about this, but he said, you must not go. The tickets are limited and bitter fans will be saying, what are you doing here, Jürgen? I doubt you are from a Gaelic football stronghold in Berlin. I'm in love with this girl, yeah? What should I do? Jürgen, Berlin und Berlin-Kollig.
I rang my GA mad friend there, no fault froggy, and said, what should Jürgen do? He said, tell him go and enjoy himself. And I said, what about dyed-in-the-wool Cork football fans? He said, neither of them will mind.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.